Happy Friday. I see a good group of people, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. Let me share my screen. Hopefully, I can get to the right page. Okay, can you confirm that you're seeing the agenda?
Yes.
Thank you. Next week, there is a holiday in the United States, and so we're thinking that maybe we could cancel next Tuesday. Would there be any objection to that? Does anyone feel particularly strongly either way? Okay. I think we're going to go ahead and cancel next Tuesday, and then we will meet the following week. I also wanted to share that Eliana Lemus posted a really helpful video, if you haven't seen it already, in Slack, and it's just kind of going over some of the acquisitions apps. And if you would like to take a look at that, I have the link here. It's also in Slack, and she did share her slides as well. So that's just something fun and useful if you are new to Folio, if you know anyone who's new to it. They might want to take a look at that. For business today, we're going to start with Joe going over questions related to paying invoices in future fiscal years. And then from there, if we have time, we'll move on to implementers topic 189 and revisit that. I know 188 is still lingering, but we're going to maybe revisit that one on a later date. So, Joe, if you want, I can stop sharing. Would that be best? Or.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't have a lot to show, but I can probably show a few things.
Okay.
But before we get started with that, I have a question that came up a couple of days ago, where I'm still trying to find out if this is an issue. It's a bug we've identified. Basically, the way if you have multiple concurrent fiscal years set up in your system, like I know five colleges would have multiple concurrent fiscal years because each institution has its own fiscal year that it uses. But if you have a system with multiple concurrent fiscal years, Folio will not allow you to open a PO that draws on funds from multiple fiscal years within the same PO. But we've discovered a loophole where if you've opened the order and then changed the funds so that they draw on different fiscal years, it allows you to do that, which is a problem. And the question is, does that impact anybody? And would there be any negative repercussions if we simply fixed it to disallow doing that the way we do with pending POs? I know it's complicated, but. Did everybody understand that even? Okay, I'm not seeing anything in chat and I'm not seeing any feedback. So, absent any additional information, I think probably the best thing to do is just go ahead and disallow it the same way it is with pending orders. Going once, going twice. Sold. We're doing it that way. Okay, thank you. The next thing I want to discuss is I'm trying to wrap my mind around the whole concept of paying invoices against future fiscal years. Fiscal years make my brain hurt. And so, of course, that's what I'm working on right now. I have kind of a little bit of a Miro board I'm working on, which is kind of rudimentary. This is probably a little bit premature, but I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. if for no other reason than to give everybody something to look at. But basically, I mean, I understand conceptually what is desired. It's the logistics of it that are a challenge because you have, as I understand it, you have an order that is near the end of the fiscal year, and you're basically prepaying for the upcoming fiscal year, and you're paying for it out of next fiscal year's budget. But the fiscal year itself isn't open yet. Is that an accurate understanding? So that when you roll over into the next fiscal year, the impacted funds or impacted budgets will show that invoice having been paid, and the funds will be correspondingly reduced, or the allocation will be, or the transaction will be correspondingly whatever. Is that about accurate? Okay.
Is there anyone on the call who can speak to that? We don't do this, so I don't know. I can't offer much helpful input, but.
I don't see anybody. I know University of Chicago does some stuff like this, and I know some other people do stuff like this. So
I can't. I mean, if we do, I can't talk about the process. Scott would need to be here. So,
okay.
and pipe up about that. I have no idea. Sorry.
Okay.
Dongman?
I we don't do this in Folio or in our previous system, even though we would love to have this capability. But our accounts payable, they have those prepaid account in Oracle, that because they require us to split invoice if it's false, if the invoice time period falls with into two separate fiscal years. So they would use what they call prepaid in Oracle, and so they would pay the whole invoice, in full. But the portion that falls into the next fiscal year, they put in Oracle under the prepaid account. So when the new fiscal year opens, they do with what you call flip. It's a manual process, as far as I understand, from their end. And then they would apply the amount that supposed to charge you the next fiscal year to the year accordingly when that year opens, when the new fiscal year. But in our library system, we always have to hold the invoice and then do basically invoice dot two, the second part of the invoice when the new fiscal year opens, then we invoice that way accordingly. I don't know if that helped, but we can do it in the library system currently.
I have a quick
Okay.
question on that, if that's
Okay.
okay.
Sure.
How do you remember to create the invoice?
S right now is you can do either, enter a spreadsheet or you just set that a stack of invoice aside, and then my habit is I put in a post-it and then I keep them so I know which ones has the color ones and meaning these need is needs attention when the new fiscal year starts.
Okay, so you just essentially you have a system for remembering all the
Yeah, it's it.
invoices that you need to create a new, just kind of automatically after rollover, you need to create
Yeah.
another version of that invoice, like essentially duplicate it and pay it again.
Yes.
And then for those, you don't export them to accounting,
We don't.
or do you?
No,
You
no.
don't, because it's already paid.
Yes.
So it's
I mean, this is what our accounts payable require, not us. So, in a perfect world, The whole invoice comes, we just pay it, but our accounts payable, they insist the it's called the there's a term, practical G, whatever, general accepted accounting practice, I think is what it's called. So funds should be paid within the year that the merchant is received or accounted for. So they always cite this rule. That's why they say we need to do it this way. But so that's why we have to comply.
So you when you create invoices in separate years, so I might be misunderstanding this because it's early Friday morning, but
Then for me too, super early.
yeah, so you create the first invoice and accounts payable, they pay the vendor everything. For, let's
Yes.
say it's 3 years long. Or let's say you're prepaying it for 3 years. Maybe there's a better way of saying that. So you create the first invoice and they send a check for all the money.
Yes.
And then the next year, you create another invoice. But that would then hit your budget for next year, like whatever portion that is. So in essence, you're tracking the spending as if it happened over 3 different fiscal years.
Yes, that's what they require.
But the accounting folks paid it all at one time.
Yes. Because we have some electronic portfolio database, some vendor give you, if you commit to 3 years, we give you a better discount. Some would require pay 3 year upfront. Some would say we will bill you each year, but you just need to commit that you won't cancel for the 3 years, whatever. So we do that. So there are different vendor does different things. But if the vendor ish insists you need to pay upfront, then we give you this discount. Then we do it, and then our accounts payable sees the invoices, sees this invoices spans 3 fiscal year. So they say this invoice, we're gonna pay it upfront, but we're gonna charge this 1/3 to the current year, the 2/3 to the next year, the last third to, 2 years from now. So that's what they do. But I understand this is our accounts payables requirement. Not all school would do this. So it's, we may be a very small percentage exceptions, but that's how.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to hear from someone else who had any experience, even if it's not your current institution that does it, maybe somewhere you worked previously or something like that. It'd be really interesting to hear about it. If this is,
Sarah? Oh, sorry.
go
Yeah, I
ahead.
just wanted just to say that I also in chat, Anne is saying that they do that. And we have some vendors that are like this too, where they track it in the accounts payables office at the college level who actually issue payment. They do it in their way. And then I call it, I record every year the portion that would be for that fiscal year. So if it's a 3 year, if however they're doing it. And in Folio, I'm doing it a different way. And then I just don't pass on what I record in Folio for that fiscal year. So let's say it's $3,000 across 3 years. They might pay it up front and they have their accounting ways to take care of it to make it legal and fine and good for them. And I just have that invoice, and then I just use it again and again and again, and just always say I'm paying the 1st year, the 2nd year, the 3rd year, FY25, FY26, FY27. So every year I record $1,000 off of our folio recorded budget. Because you don't have to send it on. You can say, don't send it, don't, what is it, export, don't export to accounting, right? You just don't check that box.
So I'm just wondering, why is that helpful to you? Just trying to get to the core of this, like,
And
why is having that invoice helpful to you?
it's putting the expense in the proper year. So, like I said in chat, if you prepay something and it's a multi-year payment, the university is paying for, say, the 3 years upfront. We use a prepaid object code when we pay it, and the prepaid object code allows the university to make the payment. And then as you are expensing it down, I agree with Sarah, you don't want to send the invoice, so you don't export it because you don't want another payment to go to the vendor. It's an ex For us, it's moving the expense from prepaid to an expense object code so that it lines up with what you're processing in your library management system.
Right. They're recording it as it's depreciation. So it's at this point, it really doesn't have anything to do with the payment, the actual payment to the vendor, or facilitating the payment to the vendor. At that point, you're just tracking when the expense should be recorded.
Right, it's aligning the
For the
expense with the
university.
proper fiscal year.
Yeah. So it's sort of like the interesting part to me about that is the money. So for you, the money is, I guess, yeah, like obviously you paid all the money up front
Yes.
and it came out of your budget.
It came out of the university budget.
Came out of the university budget, right? And then
They
you're
front
they're
the
claiming
money.
it,
They front the money.
yeah, and then they're expensing it over 3 years,
Yes.
yeah. So you end up creating invoices over 3 years just to show that you have this payment as if it were actually paid that way.
Right.
So really, those invoices, and as if there were actually three invoices, but there weren't three invoices. You're actually just like trying to show that to line your budgeting up with their balance sheets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and had a comment in chat about his wife's institution and how they actually stopped doing this, I think, because it was too complex.
But I can see why a lot of libraries would do it, especially if you're doing like a 3 or 5 year prepaid agreement, because it's cheaper to do a multi-year prepaid than it is to do year to year a lot of times. So I think what we are talking about actually does kind of mesh up with what I'm discussing. It's just that instead of being, what is currently going on, I think we can also look at how this could work because, as you said, you've got to remember to create the invoices for everything in each fiscal year. And what this would do is just generate all the invoices now, but charge them to future fiscal years. But I'm working my way through a lot of the logic because basically what would then have to happen is you would create the invoice, and within an invoice you can select the fiscal year. And what we would do is we would simply extend that out to account for future fiscal years. And then you would simply apply the invoice in that future fiscal year to that budget that's associated, or yeah, to whatever budget it is, or at least to whatever fund rather, which folio will match to a budget. And then even though it processes today, it gets associated with the respective future fiscal year. And the challenges that we have that I'm looking to address specifically are, first, the future fiscal year must exist in the system. If the future fiscal year doesn't exist in the system, this whole thing comes to a screeching halt because it can't do what it doesn't know. Then we've got the question of, does the future budget exist? The first time you do it, chances are the future budget will not exist. And so we'd either have to have you create the budget, or we'd have to have Folio automatically create a budget with no allocation. And that budget would have to have rules set to allow for deficit spending. Because now it's easier if you have a planned budget with a planned allocation that we can work with more easily. I think we can make the logic fit. But basically, in order to do it, you'd have to allow overexpending. You'd have to allow overexpending a fund in order for this to work in the future. But I think it could potentially work. We would simply preemptively, do a $0 out, like create, have the future fiscal years exist, create those future budgets with $0 allocations and no expenditure limits, and then allow you to process those invoices against those future fiscal years. So they would instantly show up in the transaction log. And then when you do fiscal year rollover, it would have to basically account for all of that so that all of those invoices would then be deducted, like you would be a debit against the allocation when it actually happens.
Donglan has her hand raised.
Yeah, go ahead, Donglan.
Thanks, Joe. What you're describing sounds to me like those invoice charged against future fiscal years will be processed as approved pay once you approve and pay the invoice currently, right? But I was thinking future fiscal years budget, sometimes we just, particularly during current situation, the financial outlook, we don't always know whether we will continue to get as the same budget or what kind of reduction we are looking at the administration might do to us in the future. So would it be possible you can set up those future fiscal year so they exist, even though there's no money in there yet? But those future years invoice can be pending, and then once we roll into the proper fiscal year, and then you review those pending, and then you can approve and pay, so they charge against the right fiscal year. And then if it's go for other invoice go several years out, they just have to stay pending until, I don't know. It's just something similar to, I guess, similar to what our accounts payable is doing in Oracle against this prepaid account they established for prepaying future invoices in the future years. I don't know if that's something possible or makes sense, but I'm just gonna throw out the question. Thank you for
Yeah, no,
consideration.
I think either model could work. I think you could leave it in pending status or in open status until the next fiscal year comes around. But I think we could also do it so that you could pay it, but it pays against the future year, not the current year. It would just require, like you said, because you don't know what kind of money is there. So it would require that you have no limit on, the you would have to leave the allowable expenditure percentage blank so that you can permit over expenditure of that budget.
I have two more questions. The first one I think is kind of straightforward. Is there actually a need for someone to approve the following payments? Like, as far as the responsibilities at the library, are you expecting someone to actually approve the next invoice in the series or whatever we're calling this? Or is that at the moment that's just being done because that you sort of have to have, like, that's just the way the system works, you have to have multiple invoices and approve each one. I'm just wondering, is the actual approval just done for the first invoice, and then you're not going to make any changes at that point? You're committed. There has to be an invoice, so you're just approving it because that's how you have to do it at the moment.
But it doesn't come out of the budget if you don't approve it. I mean, it's reflected in a
Yeah.
waiting payment, but it doesn't actually come out of the budget until you approve it.
Yeah, but when you're doing that, are you actually reviewing the invoice and making sure it's accurate? I guess what I'm trying to get at is, would it be better if you just approve the first invoice and then everything else just happened? Like, do you really need a person? Do you really actually require a person to be involved in this for some reason? Or is that just happening now because that's the only option for it? Like you say, you have to approve it or it doesn't hit your budget.
Dennis, I guess to your question, I think because the first invoice, the initial invoice, has been reviewed and approved, so subsequent invoice that is part of the original invoice doesn't that don't necessarily need approval, in my opinion. But because the system right now requires that,
It's what you do, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, approval is just a button you click. For a
Correct.
lot of us, we have to get to paid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, it's not approval in the sense of truly approving it. You're just moving it through the system.
Yeah, and because you're obviously in the current world, you have to create an invoice. When you do that approval, you're probably just checking to make sure you didn't have a typo or anything like that. And then you're clicking approve.
Lauren?
So I admit I've never worked at a place where we could prepay like this, but I'm curious for anybody that can, are there situations where you need to associate in a different fiscal year with a different fund? Like you have might have a fund that no longer has the budget to cover this, where you may need to go in and change something?
We haven't necessarily had funds change, but I think that's what Dunlan was referring to. Like with the uncertainty of financial times right now, things could change 1 to 2 years out.
Yes, I agree with Anne. Sorry.
No, exactly. And also, I think other things can change, like across years. Like I had to. We changed an expense class, for example, right? Because we realized we needed one more, or we needed this other one to help us. So I personally would not want to fix it the first year just because we made this deal, because we here are not thinking of it the same way the college is, right? The college is paying it all out and then doing however they do their magic accounting. But for us too, we're just saying, oh, we got this deal. We have this 3 year commitment. It really is. We're thinking about it. Okay, we're going to pay $1,000 this year, $1,000 next year, and the following year, $1,000 for this thing. And we could make different decisions. We could revamp our whole budget system. So tying it down would be, I wouldn't want to do it that way personally.
Or if we have the capability of editing the invoice once it's approved, that we can change the fund. Sorry, didn't mean to throw you in this.
Is are there typically terms associated with this? Like, do you have the option to cancel in the second year or third year, or like
No, they have their money for
they
these.
have their money? Yeah, they have the money
There's
already,
no
so
canceling with these. No.
there wouldn't be any terms of the agreement outside of we agreed we'd get 3 years, we'd pay up front for this amount, so we get like a discount. Those are the terms, like transaction done. Yeah.
I think usually library make arrangement with vendors. Library typically honor whatever. That's why we get that substantial discount they
Yeah.
call. So unless it's a dire situation that all of a sudden we got 50% budget cut for whatever reason, then you can maybe try to communicate with the vendor. Okay, this is the situation we're facing. But in general, that's why the negotiation done up front, so both parties honor whatever
Yeah.
was agreed on, usually.
So any changes would typically be just in the way that you're tracking, the way that you might want to track that invoicing over time, like changing the fund or something, or adding notes or.
Sure. Changing font. Changing font is possible. Yeah.
So the second question I have is, how are you typically reporting on these things? Are you, I'm kind of assuming this. I don't want to assume, but I'll say, I imagine you are, it's important to be able to report in fiscal year one, to be able to report on the amount of this type of paying that you're going to do next year, like to understand. What have we prepaid for next year and the
Well,
year after?
but it's
That
as
true?
you're processing it is how it's going to report out. So what happens in the general ledger is outside what's how you're processing it in Folio. So as you process each invoice is how it will report out.
So when you create the first invoice, let's say it's the agreement is for $3,000 over 3 years. That first invoice, you're going to create that invoice for $1,000
Yes.
and export it to accounting as $1,000.
No, because if, well, in my case, if I've prepaid it with in the
Yeah.
general ledger system, I'm not going to export it to accounting. I'm going to move the expense from prepaid to an actual library material expense, and then I'm going to process the invoice in the library management system so that it matches what was expensed from the prepaid object code. Because it
So,
doesn't hit as an
yeah.
actual expense until it is expensed from the prepaid object code.
Yeah, so Folio never shows a lump sum payment.
Right. It only shows the payments
It's
appropriate
tracking
to the
the
fiscal year.
right.
So here's an example. I don't know if this will help her. So with the idea of budget cuts coming for this fiscal year, we did do some prepayments in May and June to help ops offset some budget cuts that were coming. So some of them were 2 years, some of them were 3 years. I prepaid them on a prepaid object code in the general ledger system, and anything that was should have been expensed for FY25 was processed in June. Anything that should have been FY26 was moved on from prepaid to the expense object code, and then the appropriate invoice was processed in Folio to represent the FY26 expenditure.
Right. So I when I say reporting, I probably should have been a little more specific as well. I'm also kind of wondering, like, are you looking at the numbers for next year and relying on Folio? Like, maybe you're not doing this with Folio because it's not possible, but would you, in this situation, look at your spreadsheet or however else you're tracking that, look at the general ledger in the accounting system to understand, okay, these are all of the commitments we made. Like, this is the value of prepayments for next year. So when I'm thinking about spending or like thinking about budgeting for next year, we want to know that we've committed X amount of money already for prepayments.
Yes, we reconcile the prepayment object code.
So at the end of, well, I guess that's my question. Like, when are you doing that? When do you look for that number, or need to, when do you need to consider that number?
Well, I work on it quarterly, to be honest.
Yeah.
Dennis, I think that one thing that you might not, that you're maybe overlooking is that in many ways, this is no different within Folio than, for example, so in this case, the college has prepaid, right, the $3,000 for the 3 years. But we have many, many contracts where we also, what Donglong and somebody said before, where we've signed a contract where we say we're doing this for 3 years, but they actually bill us the invoices annually, right? But to get out of that 3 year contract, we or license, we would have to, like, you would have to either, if you're good, you have a clause saying that if you can really prove true hardship, then you can get out of it. But for the most part, you cannot, or there's like severe penalty and so forth, right? So in a way, you've already promised the money in those cases as well. And that is never ever, that is only recorded in the sense that you've made some kind of note that you have a 3 year contract and it runs from 2025 through 2027, right? Or you, and then when you roll, you see, oh, you already have, this amount encumbered again or something, right? So in a way, I don't think we're really thinking about it so differently. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna sort of ask for clarification there, like how this differs between electronic resources and physical resources, because don't know if it does. I don't know if you, I would imagine you could prepay for an electronic thing or for a physical thing, but it would be different than licensing. Like, that is slightly different from licensing something over 3 years. But I think what you're saying is it plays out in a similar way, because you're, the only difference would be with the licensing deal, and I might be saying this wrong, so I apologize, but 3 year licensing deal, you're actually getting three invoices from the vendor. You're getting an invoice every year. Meaning you would have a different invoice number each year, I assume. And then for the prepay, prepaying for 3 years up front, you're only getting one invoice actually from the vendor, but you're tracking three, you're expensing that over 3 years. So, or you're tracking it as an accounting expense on your balance sheet over 3 years. So in Folio, you end up keeping track of it as if you paid it over 3 years. But in that scenario, it is really fixed. Like, you've already paid the money, actually. So you can't really cancel anything at that point. And they would be refunding you. You'd be getting a credit from them or something. Is that along the lines of what you're saying? And is it actually possible to have either of those scenarios? with physical or electronic material.
In a sense, yes, but like let's say with the prepayment and they credit us, like for whatever reason, we actually said after 2 years, oh, in year three, we have to pull out, and they actually agreed and credited $1,000 back, then I wouldn't do anything in Folio because I haven't actually done anything with $1,000 yet. Yet the college on their side, accounts payables office, the main office, they would do,
Right.
need to record that,
Yeah.
right? But I
They're
haven't
essentially giving
recorded
it
it
back to them.
out. I haven't recorded it in. I don't need to record the credit, the refund, let's call it, not even a credit,
Right.
right?
Either way.
In. So, and in a way, all electronic things are just licenses. And whether you say that you have perpetual access or not, it doesn't really matter. And you have license agreements. And so you, I guess you could say that in a way you have this for physical things too, because sometimes you pay an amount, but then you don't record it over time. So I was going to say, you know, you can continue to receive, it's a 12 volume encyclopedia set. This doesn't happen anymore, but in the past this happened, right? And you paid for that set. You said, okay, we're supporting the full creation of the 12 volume set, but you didn't get those 12 volumes all at once. Those 12 volumes, we have volume sets that we paid for 30 years ago for which we do not have the final volume yet. Right? So we have to keep that order open and we have to anticipate that we could someday get another volume, but the payment isn't recorded anymore. So in that way, it's different. You're not trying to, or at least back then, you didn't then try to track it across time, or at least we didn't. I don't know how others, I mean, I think that has severely changed nowadays. Let's put it that way.
That does make sense. Yeah. I'm sort of thinking through all the possible ways that
But you do have agreements for things which I call standing orders, and other people call other things. There are so many words for the same thing, right? Where again, we cannot cancel it with our vendor, but
Yeah.
you then get billed when you get the actual volume. So there is a new invoice with each volume that comes, but that order is not cancelable.
Yeah. And they do seem so, well, they play out in such a similar way as far as invoicing.
But to go back to your other, what you were saying about, okay, so we had that the 3 year license agreement that we paid up front, and you said, well, then the invoice number is the same each time. And it is, of
Is it?
course, because there's only one invoice,
Right.
but each time I record it, I change the, you know, I choose to put some kind of, you know, like, this is year
Note or
one,
something.
this is year two, this is year three, right? You can put a little something at the end, or, you know, with a hyphen, or you use something else to kind of indicate that this is a special case, right? That you're doing something different and out of the ordinary. At least that's how I do it, just for my own sanity. I don't know how others handle it.
Yeah, we handle similar to what Sarah described, except that I did part one, part two, part three, just so I know is a series of the original agreement invoice.
Yeah, I was trying to think of, ways that obviously on the one hand, ways that would be important to see how much money you've prepaid. But at the same time, are there scenarios where you need to find those invoices for a specific reason? Like filter in a certain way using your tags and things.
Yeah, so I definitely suffix rather than prefix so that when I do a search, I can do a start. You know, it starts with this and then all of them come up eventually.
Joe, did we answer your original questions?
Part of it.
Okay.
I'm really hesitant to go to the next part, which is that anytime you're dealing with orders and invoices, you're also dealing with encumbrances. And I think this is enough to give anyone an aneurysm at this time of day, considering it's Friday. So I don't know if we want to look at this or if we want to come back to it later, because I think this is a topic we're going to be revisiting at least once more, if not a couple more times. But we do have to account for all of the encumbrances. But the short version of what I'm thinking is that all encumbrances will be created in the fiscal year for which, in the fiscal year at which the order was created, which is normal, you create the encumbrance. But then when the invoice is paid, so like when the invoice is paid, if you tell it to release the encumbrance, the encumbrance gets released. And in a future year, if you're paying this year for a next year invoice, what I'm thinking will happen is the encumbrance will be released, but a $0 encumbrance will also be created and then released in the future fiscal year. And the only time when, actually, I'm having a hard time imagining that you would ever create anything other than a $0 encumbrance in that future fiscal year. And I realize this is more business logic than workflow logic, but I also know you pay attention to your encumbrances. So does this make sense?
But if you're paying it down each year, wouldn't the encumbrance for each year, for the $3,000 example, wouldn't the encumbrance be $1,000 for each year until you expense it out?
Yeah, that's so this does assume that you're saying release encumbrance. Otherwise, you pay the invoice, then it kicks back up. And if you don't release the encumbrance and you do roll that over, then basically what happens is in the current fiscal year, the encumbrance is not released and the remaining amount exists. And in the current fiscal year, a $0 encumbrance is created. And if you tell it to release the encumbrance, it gets released. And then if there's a balance, when you do fiscal year rollover, that remaining balance carries over. And that then becomes the new encumbrance.
So it doesn't become zero until the third invoice is processed.
Right. So, yeah, I suppose I should have clarified. This assumes you're releasing the encumbrance, but if you're not releasing the encumbrance and you're rolling over the encumbrance value, then the rolled over encumbrance value should overwrite the zero from the current fiscal year because we have to have, or from the future fiscal year because there has to be something.
I think this also kind of begs the question, like, so two different scenarios. I'm talking, just to clarify, in now I'm talking about the scenario where you pay a lump sum up front, the prepayment, I think we're calling it. So my assumption would be that the order would be for the full amount. Let's say it's $3,000 over 3 years, because you are making that agreement with the vendor, and the order would represent what you're ordering. But then the payments would happen over 3 years. Which obviously doesn't really work out in Folio today. So I'm trying to ignore this, but my impression of this situation, trying to kind of ignore how it might have to work in Folio, or whether we could actually make it work whichever way in Folio, would be that in this scenario, representing the year two and year three transaction with an encumbrance doesn't really seem right to me, because it's not a commitment to pay or a plan to pay. You have already paid. So it would make more like logical sense in my mind that in year two and year three, that is actually represented by either a pending payment, because it shouldn't be realized until the day, or by a payment, I guess, like just automatically realized, but not really important until that fiscal year begins. Like it's in that fiscal year.
But the prepayment is in the general ledger system, not in Folio. So I
Yeah.
understand what you're saying,
You
but
know what
the
I mean?
prepayment is in a separate system. So if you don't have an encumbrance, how do you represent that money that's already committed to be processed on that fund until the invoice is processed? To me,
Yeah, I
I'm
mean,
looking for that encumbrance. And basically, when you process the
yes.
invoice, the encumbrance comes off. And it goes to the expenditure bucket, basically.
Yeah, I guess I'm sort of suggesting maybe it would be a pending payment or just a payment. But it for sure will maybe depend on a little bit on what's realistic for, and what, is less problematic in Folio. And an encumbrance might be, but would you create the order for the full value in this situation, or
I
would you not?
wouldn't.
Like,
Why?
yeah, I'm
I think
curious about this.
you're being too literal, especially for ongoing things. I mean, I think it's not. You can have a note that you've had this special agreement and that the college office has prepaid the full amount. But if you're actually watching your encumbrances, I think it's just like what Anne was saying. You would do it. You would re represent it, you would divide it by three, in this case, $1,000, and that's what you would put in, and then you would pay, and then you would roll, and you would have a thousand, and you would roll, and so forth. And then you would have to know that in year three that you're done with that, and it could be that then that's the end of that, or that you enter a new 3-year agreement or a 5-year agreement or a 1-year agreement because you don't want to commit to 3 years again, and then you change the encumbrance accordingly for the next role. But the encumbrance is there to help us think about the money. It's not there to represent what the college needs to track, right?
What
Like,
really happened? Yeah,
right.
I'm trying to balance that with the order is also there to represent your interaction with the vendor. So I guess what I think I'm hearing is that even for a prepayment, like where you're actually paying all up front, you would want to kind of manage that relationship with the vendor as an ongoing order. Like this prepayment thing we actually negotiated this deal. So this is going to be an ongoing order for the next 3 years. We're going to pay this amount. And then it's going to close at the end of that. Am I hearing that correctly? Or
I would definitely treat it as an ongoing order. I mean, it sounds like it's a licensed agreement.
it would be very that in that sense, it definitely looks a lot like a license agreement where you're paying $1,000 a year and it's a 3 year term. Even though obviously there's a subtle difference here.
But there's also a need to track the depreciation.
Yeah, it's different. I'm not saying they're the same. I'm not saying they should behave the same, but I'm just trying to understand like what the expectation, what the most valuable way of managing the order in this situation would be. And it does sound like you would want the order to represent the agreement that you have with the vendor. I wish I wasn't using the word agreement. I'm just trying to think of a different way that doesn't like suggest that this thing is a like electronic resource management. I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just saying like it would represent your interaction with the vendor for this thing. Like you've discussed with them and you said we're gonna pay upfront 3 years, but really to us, this is a 3 year this is a 3 year deal. This is a 3 year order. And
And
in
from
that
my,
way, yeah, sorry, go
go ahead.
ahead.
I was just going to say, from my perspective, I think I get what I think I get it. So I'm going to have to go back and rethink some of the architecture. I do think this is going to be a little bit bigger than I thought because we are going to have to factor in the order at some level, but I need to think exactly about how. But this, what we've discussed today actually brings a whole lot more clarity to me, to this overall requested feature.
Yeah, that was really helpful, I thought. Thanks very much.
And we've got 3 minutes left, and I know we wanted to discuss Implementer's Topic 188. I don't know if we still have time for that.
Yeah,
Was that the? Yeah, go ahead.
I think we might push that forward if that's okay, Suzanne. Yeah, it is. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, we can look at that one maybe the following Friday when we get back. So we will cancel next Tuesday, and we'll plan to schedule that implementer's topic for another time. Thank you all so much for your feedback and for participating today. I hope you all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank
You too.
you. Bye.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
everyone.
Happy
Bye.
Thanksgiving for America.
Happy
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care. Bye, all.